Has TV ever been better?
I know, right?
I mean, pick your favorite show, whether it's True Detective or Homeland, Fargo. And I was, I don't know how many of our listeners know that Fargo just got nominated for 18 Emmy Awards.
That's got to be a record.
And they're throwing away the whole cast and going back to the 70s for their second season.
Those poor actors, they thought they had a good gig going.
Exactly. And the showrunner told the actress who was up for the Allison that if, unless you can, you know, turn yourself into a 12-year-old, you're out.
Aww.
But Fargo, a very quirky, very interesting program.
Yeah,
I loved
it. Based on the movie, of course, the Coen Brothers film.
And 20 years later, they kind of wrote, it was based on a true story. And now the writer is so good, he's going to do a whole new season with all new actors. Here's a little bit.
Oh, what a day. If that was me, I would have killed that man. If you don't stand up to the boss, the wife, you're just going to get washed away.
You okay there, Bill?
Wife made spaghetti for dinner.
Seemed a shame to barf it up.
Gambling problem, I heard.
You don't say.
I heard drugs.
I heard he like slept with a 13.
For Pete's sake, Bob, don't spread rumors.
No, I was gambling.
I'm glad my husband's dead. I'm gonna sing at his funeral. La 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 la
la la. You got to love those Minnesota accents.
Oh, yeah. If you haven't seen this first season, it is definitely worth watching. It is a little violent, but it's paced so well. It's just a fun show
and
to watch.
And that's FX, so most cable subscribers get that. But one of your favorites, Homeland.
You too.
And mine, too. You have to have Showtime to watch this.
But
they're coming out with a new season. And
Without Damian Lewis.
They've lost one of their major performers.
They left him hanging. I'm sorry, spoiler alert.
You just gave that one away. Yeah. But why do you single out this show?
I just think this is a brilliant show. And I think, for me, Mandy Patinkin, I mean, is there anything he does? I'm waiting. I wanted to go see last weekend his new movie, Wish I Was Here, and it's not in our city. We're not a select city yet, Melissa.
Well, that's just not right.
So
David.
I just think he's brilliant. He's done Broadway. He did Chicago Hope. He's done everything. And I think he's the real glue on that. And of course, what is the lady's name?
Claire Danes, the star of the show.
She's brilliant, too. Yeah.
You don't care about the star. Give me Mandy Patinkin.
Between the three of them, Damian and Claire and Mandy were just such a great script, too.
Yeah. So here's a little bit from the new season of Homeland.
The Tyranny of Secrets.
Tyranny of keeping them.
People must know the truth.
You are part of an important story. I want to be the one to tell it.
We're all hoping you'll be on your best behavior here in Pakistan.
Monsters, all of you.
Get them out of my face, Lieutenant.
What the hell is wrong with
you? What is wrong with you?
Just released last week. That is the first trailer for season 4 of Homeland.
Okay, so that's on your radar. What else?
Let's see. Oh, I like all kinds of great shows. I really like Scandal. What'd you think of that?
I thought the season finale was just crazy over the top. Fans love, I mean, that is an addictive show.
Absolutely.
But it goes to your overall point that television is really putting amazing programming on the air across the spectrum. Of course, if you subscribe to Netflix, you've got incredible options there.
You can watch them all. That's where we watched it all in almost 1 week, 3 seasons of Scandal. It was good fun. But Game of Thrones, True Blood, there's just so many great shows.
There's so
there.
Many
you
to
have
pick
to
from.
Pick
you
one
have
or
to
two.
Be strategic.
I know. Listen to your friends.
That's right. Listen to David's Rex. Meanwhile, speaking of your recommendations, you brought some music in to talk about.
Well, I thought we'd just let people know, since we do a lot of chill out, down tempo music on the Electro Lounge, where to start. And a good place to start, if you haven't discovered the Cafe Del Mar series, is the Hotel Cost series. And the Hotel Cost is this beautiful little boutique hotel in Paris where the likes of Madonna and Taylor Swift and all the pretty people stay. And the DJ there, Stephen Pompionet, was very famous for playing the best music at night. And now for practically 20 years, they've been releasing the CDs from the Hotel Cost music. And they're very eclectic and very, very good. And the place to start is the first three. And we've got
a little bit
of music
listen.
From one.
Fly away,
Not only is the music beautiful, the packaging on these CDs, the cover art, the images are really incredible.
It makes me wish there were still 12-inch albums when you look at these covers.
Yeah.
They're just the great artwork from Paris, Pachent label out of Paris.
You've got the whole collection, too.
Oh, yeah, and almost all of them are really good. There's a few the last few years that weren't quite as good, but the first three are just worth having in your collection for that cocktail party or chill-out music by the pool.
It's the Hotel Cost series, and that's COSTES.